This story is read by Hilda Riley. Corporal William Shearer Lithgow Stalker, service number 45328 of the 21st Siege Battery, Royal Garrison Artillery, was born on the 28th of February 1893. He was the second of nine children born to John and Mary Stalker, who had married in Kirkintilloch in April 1890. William's father was a gamekeeper. The family appeared to have moved around quite a bit, possibly due to their father's work. They eventually moved to Scoon, where William's mother died, aged 48. By the time of the 1911 census, William, by now 18, had left home. He was employed as a ploughman and living at Melginch Bothy, St Martin's, Perthshire, with another ploughman and a cattleman. William enlisted into the Royal Garrison Artillery in Glasgow at the start of the war. In 1900, the Garrison Artillery was composed of 104 service companies, 40 of them in the UK, 37 were in various colonies of the Empire, and 27 in India. A company was commanded by a major with six or so officers, around 10 non-commissioned officers and 100 to 200 men. It was armed with heavy large calibre guns and howitzers that were positioned some way behind the front line. They had immense destructive powers. It is believed that William spent a few years as a corporal drill instructor in England before being sent to Belgium in July 1917. July 1917 was the beginning of the British offensive of the Third Battle of Ypres, also known as the Battle of Passchendaele. On the 18th of July 1917, a heavy artillery barrage was launched at the German lines. This lasted for 10 days and 3,000 artillery guns fired over 4 million shells. After such a bombardment, the German army fully expected a major attack, so any hope of surprise was lost. The role of the siege batteries was to operate behind the front line and to destroy enemy artillery, supply routes, railways and stores. They were equipped with heavy howitzers, sending large calibre, high explosive shells in a high trajectory. The usual armaments were 6-inch, 8-inch and 9.2-inch howitzers, although some had huge railway or road-mounted 12-inch howitzers. William, as a gunner in the 21st Siege Battery, would most likely have been involved in the initial artillery attack. Sometime during the action, he was injured. He would probably have been taken to one of the three casualty clearing stations near Ypres. William Shearer Lithgow Stalker died on the 24th of July 1917 as the result of wounds received. He was buried in the Dozingheim Military Cemetery, West Vlaanderen, Belgium, in Plot 1, Row 1, Grave 10. The cemetery was used for soldiers who died in the 4th, 47th and 61st casualty clearing stations. William's older brother enlisted with the Royal Field Artillery in August 1914. He was killed in action on the 17th of August 1917 near Ypres, 24 days after William died. William was 24 years old. He was awarded the Star, the Victory and the British War Medals. We will remember them.